morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So let us. Okay, we turned it off quickly. Let us begin with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urkimu. Le'akta L'shem, Yudhe Bavadhe, the Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Today is the fourth Aliyah. It consists of Genesis chapter 26, verses 23 to 29. This is seven verses. And we know the number seven connects to the lower seven Sephiroth. It also connects to many aspects of the physical world, like the colors of the rainbow. There are seven. Notes in music, there are seven. The continents in the world.
Angela
has joined.
Seven seas in the world. There are a lot of connections to the number seven in physicality. Verse 23. Vayomi sham be'er shava vayera elav Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu heyo valayla hahu vayomer anochi elohe Avraham avicha Al tira ki ikha, anochi uve rachti ikha, vehir beti et zaracha, ba'avur Abraham avdi. Vayiven sham izbeya. Vayikra b'shem Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Vayet Sham Ahalo Vayikru Sham Avde Yitzhak Be'er Vaavi Melech Halach Aylav Migrar V'ahuzat Mereyehu Ufi Kol Sar Tzivao Vayomer Alehem Yitzhak Madua Batam Batem Elai Biatem Benetem Oti Vat Shalhuni Meichem Vayomru ra'o ra'inu ki haya Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo-yo ahe da wanu heyo ima wano mer tehina ala veinotenu veinenu uveinecha Nikrita berit imach imtaspe imanu ra'a ka'asher lo neganucha veka'asher asinu imcha rak tovan shalecha B'shalom ata, ata beruch, now study the English translation. And he went up from there to Beersheba. It's just one problem, because Beersheba is in the south, and he was in the north. But we know it's not speaking of the direction, it's speaking of the elevation spiritually. And Beersheba is a very relatively high level in the frame of the south of the land of Israel. And we know in the north of the land of Israel, this is where the Armageddon War is said to originate and the other nations will be coming from. Verse 24. Of course, a lot of people just think that the other nations coming from the north, is that's the direction they will come. And they don't make the leap to understand that it could very well just be that they're coming from a frame of judgment. Verse 24. And the Lord appeared to him on that night and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you, and I will bless you and multiply your seed for the sake of Abraham, my servant. And he built an altar there, and he called in the name of the Lord, and he pitched the tent there, and Isaac's servant dug a well there. And Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and a group of his companions, and Pichol, his general. And Isaac said to them, why have you come to me, since you hate me, and you sent me away from you? And they said, we have seen that the Lord was with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between ourselves and you, and let us form a covenant with you. If you do not harm us as we have not touched you, and as we have done with you only good, and we sent you away in peace, so do you know now blessed of the Lord. The section really doesn't relate. I've mentioned this before. Why was Abimelech, why did he bring his general with him? Pichol is his general. Why does he need an agreement with Isaac since he has the agreement with Abraham? But it just goes to show that people are nervous about all these things. What's going to happen with this person? Who's going to win the election? All these things that people are always constantly bothered with and being busy with. But really, if you fear Hashem, then all of these others, there's nothing there to fear. And yes, it's not easy to fear Hashem, because the physical pleasures of the world draw your attention away from Hashem. But that's the test. If you're keeping Hashem in front of you always, then you're going to develop awe of Hashem. It's a higher level than fear of Hashem. And there is no need to be fearful of anything else. So today we have enough time, I believe, to cover the blessing of the bathroom, which is called Asher Yatzar. And it's known by this name because prayers are known by the first words that are significant. In other words, all prayers begin Baruch Ata Hashem, etc. So you can't call a prayer by that name. You have to recognize these code words are not going to identify any particular prayer. But as soon as you get to a significant word, that becomes the name of the prayer. And I'm going to read Asher Yatzar. I'm going to read the prayer of the bathroom. And I'm going to not stop when we finish with that prayer. And I'm going to go immediately into the next paragraph, which is Elohai Neshama. And I'm going to stop at the word Neshama and intertwine my name with it. And I'm going to do it out loud when normally I would just do it in my mind. And then I will complete that paragraph. And then we will discuss how these two relate and different aspects of it. As we said yesterday, the Asher Yatzar has 45 words, which is the numerical value of Adam. And we recite Asher Yatzar after each time we have been to the bathroom, connecting us to the original DNA and blueprint of being a human being, because we're saying these 45 words. And that connection of 45 words connects us to Adam on a spiritual level. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo-Yo-Ach Edawanu Heyo Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Yatzar Et Adam Chachma Uvara Vo Nikavim Nikavim Halulim Halulim Galui V'yadu Elif Nekise Kivodecha Ki'im Isatem Echad Mehem O'im Ipatea Echad Mehem E'ef Sharle Itayem Afilu She'ahat Baruch Ata Adonai Rofe Kol Basar Umachli La'atzot Elohai Neshama Nun Chet Shin Nun Mem Vav Hekach Sofit Shenatata Bi Tehora Ata Barata Ata Yitzarta Ata Defakta Bi We Ata Mishamra Bekir Bi We Ata Atid Lidla Mimeni Ulachazira Bi La'atid lavo kol zaman shehanshama v'kir bi mode ani lefanecha Adonai Elohai ve'Elohei avotai ribon kol ha'masim Adon kol hanshamot Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yohei Machazir Nishamot Leaf Garimatin. In the Elohai paragraph, there are 47 words. And 47 is the letters Mem Zion. And you can translate that as literally from Zion, because the leading Mem is translated as the English word from. And Zion is that spiritual level of Jerusalem. It's the balance point between the spiritual worlds and the physical worlds. So by putting these two paragraphs together, one where we're connecting to Adam, before the sin, when he wasn't physical, he was spiritual, although it's a different kind of spiritual. But he was in the Garden of Eden, which is a spiritual place. And then you go into Elohai Neshama, you're connecting these two levels, which is the spiritual level of the Garden of Eden, flowing into, through the balance point of Zion, into the physical world. And these two paragraphs connect us to this flow of Shefa, the flow of dew that comes down. Now, when we talk about Asher Yatzar, the bathroom prayer, what it's doing is drawing the light of wisdom, the light of Chokmah, to fill up the empty spaces that were created by our removing the bowel movement or the urination. Those areas of our body are now empty, and there can never be empty in a spiritual sense. You either have the light of Hashem or you have Satan. So if you've emptied a space, then if you don't fill it up right away, Satan gets to enter that, and you've now brought him into your body. So that's why we sing Asher Yatzar every time we go to the bathroom. We wash hands. We don't say the Al Natilat Yadayim again, but we wash hands as much as we can do that. And then we say Asher Yatzar while being outside of the bathroom. And for most people, they whisper it because it's not really modest to be saying it often, or to be saying it out loud. But if there's somebody around, you should say it loud enough that they can hear it, so they will say Amen. Now, you only go to Elohai Neshama once a day, at the beginning, the first time you say Asher Yatzar. But you need to say Asher Yatzar as often. It's like saying a blessing before you eat. That's the way you should be thinking about Asher Yatzar. That's how often you should be saying it, every time you go to the bathroom. So let me read to you the translations of the two prayers, and that will be the completion of this teaching, unless there are questions, which hopefully there are. Blessed are you, Lord our God, the King of the world, who made man with wisdom and created in him many openings and many cavities. Now the words openings Nikadim. And the many cavities and is halulim. They're duplicated because you are basically connecting to two levels of your body and your soul. And these empty spaces have to be filled with light, and that is the reason that they're duplicated. Continuing to read the translation. It is obvious and known before your throne of glory that should any one of them become blocked, or should any one of them break open, then it would be impossible to remain alive forever, or for even 1 hour. Blessed are you, Lord, the healer of all flesh, and who amazes us by what he does. This is the English translation of the Asher Yachzar paragraph. Now, the English translation of Elohai Neshama, my God, the soul that you have given in me is pure. You have formed it. You have created it. You have breathed it into me. And you preserve it within me. You shall eventually take it away from me, yet return it to me in the coming future. As long as the soul is within me, I am grateful to you. Hashem, my God, and the God of my fathers, the governor of all actions, the master of all souls, blessed are you, Lord, who restores souls to dead corpses. Now, you can understand why we say this and how these two are being connected, but essentially, the reason we don't allow a separation between the paragraph of Asher Yetzar and the Elohai Neshama is because this is Chachma and Bina in the frame of Malchut. Because our soul has just come back, and now it has to be settled into the body. And this is how it is done. These are the words that help it settle in a balanced way. Does anyone have any questions? There are three more classes today. The class at 11 a.m. will be a Musar class from Tomer Devorah. And then we will be moving to section. Well, I'm not sure which section, but we'll do a deep Zohar at 4:30. And our questions and answers at 7. And I apologize for missing the RE class last night. I just couldn't keep my eyes open. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I would like tonight's question and answer, right?
Yes, tonight is questions and answers.
Okay, I would like to kind of talk more about the north, you know, where the cave is in the north, where Sarah's buried, and you talked about the war that will come out of the north, or the nations that will come out of the north. Can we just kind of talk about that a little more in depth, about this north concept, this north discussion that we've been having for a little while?
We can start the conversation, but it's about a 7-year process to complete it.
Okay,
we can start it,
maybe?
We can start it, and it may generate some specific questions that you might have.
Okay.
But I'll be happy to start it tonight. Just remember to start me off in case I forget.
Okay.
And normally what we will do is ask others if they have a question before we start a lengthy conversation like that.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
No problem. Any other questions or today? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon and evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Bye.